Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards.
The seven chakras, swirling vortices of energy, positioned throughout our body from the base of the spine to the crown of the head. For thousands of years, this ancient wisdom has been passed on from master to disciple. What are the functions of these energy centers? And could these chakras help you unlock your destiny and find your true purpose? Welcome to My Seven Chakras. And now, your host, Aditya Jayakumar.
What's up, Action Tribe? AJ here, host and founder of My Seven Chakras, the show where we bring you ancient healing wisdom for the modern mind. So if you are new to the show, then I want to give you a warm, warm welcome and know that you are in the right place because you have been divinely guided to arrive here. And it's true. Now, today is Action Tribe Attunement Day, a global healing experiment for people who are going through challenges or chronic pain or obstacles in their lives or some other difficulty, during which I bring them on our healing seat and request our global healing community to send energies of healing, peace, rejuvenation, and relaxation for the person who is receiving the healing energies from you. The message I received from Spirit was that I need to use my platform for global healing, and I'm executing on that message right now and doing my part in helping Action Tribe heal. That is you. And the benefit for you, the listener, is that you get an opportunity to test out your energy healing skills, especially if you're wanting to be an energy healer and to be also part of something larger than yourself, like our global healing experiment that we're doing right now. So no matter where you are right now, when you're listening to this, the hypothesis is that when you tune in to this episode, you are connecting psychically to the receiver for today, who is Sophia. And the idea is that she will receive the calming, healing energies from you, and her body will use that energy in whatever way it sees fit for the greatest good of all. Because based on what I have discovered and based on what we are learning, energy is all there is. And the invisible, the subtle world is more real than the physical plane that we are in right now. And our heart has the power to heal. So it's time to put all of that to test and to find out how this turns out. But before we get into that, before we get into our healing session for today, I've got a quick announcement. If you are interested in learning more about the chakras and healing yourself, then you must attend the live training that I'm hosting this Thursday, and it's online. The link you need is mysevenchakras.com/live training. I'm actually going to show you how small energy blocks in our body can lead to illness and a lot of discomfort and what you can do about it. You're going to discover five really easy and effective ways to start working on your chakras and balancing them right away, immediately after the session ends. And by the end of our time together, you will walk away with a newfound confidence in the ancient modality of chakra energy work. So if this is fascinating, if you're curious, make sure that you save your spot. Go to mysevenchakras.com/live training. That's mysevenchakras.com/live training. All right, so back to our session for today. So here's how we're going to do this. First, we're going to learn more about the person who is going to receive today's healing, who is Sophia, and then we're going to begin the healing journey. Does that sound good? So I'm going to guide you through this. I'm going to facilitate this process. So welcome to Action Tribe Attunement, Sophia. Thanks a lot for joining.
Hi, EJ.
How's it going?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
Great, great. So could you tell our audience a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. My name is Sophia Chun, and I am a mother too. I have a newborn. He's almost about 9 months old. and during which, while I was pregnant with him, was about maybe a month before delivery, I developed a rash on my leg, and I just thought it was eczema, and it just kind of hasn't gone away yet, and it developed throughout my whole body, and it's later on, it just progressed after I gave birth. At about maybe 2 or 3 months after I gave birth, it just broke up and everywhere from my chin down, all throughout my whole body. And the doctors, the dermatologist, is kind of thinking it's a bug bite or some sort of allergy. And then the OBGYN says it's pups rash. Mm-hmm. So I kind of went with that. And what pups rash is, it's a chronic hives like rash, and it's called a pruritic urticarial papules and plaques of pregnancy. And it's what women get when they're carrying boys. And it goes away after they give birth, whereas it kind of, for me, it progressed after I gave birth. And so I've been on steroids for about 6 months now. It was supposed to be only about, 10 days. Mm-hmm. And it kind of lasted to about 6 months.
Got it. So that's the biggest healing challenge that you have right now, right?
Yes.
Got it. So could you tell us what have you tried so far, and maybe what obstacles or difficulties you faced along your journey?
I've actually tried, I've tried Reiki, I've tried shamanic healing, right now I'm doing acupuncture, I'm taking herbal meds, I'm also doing energy medicine, and mm-hmm. So I'm really just doing anything and everything that I have access to I've heard about.
Got it. Thanks a lot for sharing. I think this is really helpful for our listeners to sort of understand what are some things that you've tried so far. Now, how does your current situation make you feel at the moment? Talk to us about maybe some emotions or feelings that you're going through on a daily basis because of this situation, because I think it'll help. And this way our audience will get to know a better context of your situation.
It's been an emotional roller coaster for me, because there was a time where the rash kind of, it's become this unbearable itch that you would wish upon not even your worst enemy. Mm-hmm. And it's unbearable, and to the point where it's like I was covered even in my hands and in my toes. And so when my baby was about a month old, I wasn't, I have two kids. I wasn't able to even hold my child. I wasn't able to even brush my teeth, comb my hair, comb my daughter's hair. I mean, I really couldn't even do anything, not even open a bottle. Mm-hmm. And that took a toll on my self-esteem, because I really couldn't do anything for about 2 weeks, because it was so painful in my body and also on my hands. Right. And I just took down my self-esteem. And I've always been the type of person that's I can do what I can do it. And so I think it kind of just helped me realize that I can ask for help. And that's what I was trying to do, was ask for help.
Right. Thanks a lot for sharing. I know that this can be a very difficult situation, like you've explained, including a lot of pain, and I'm sure uneasiness, discomfort, and things like that. So what are you hoping to achieve from today's attunement?
I'm hoping that, that I get some more healing energies from everyone else and from you and as a collective, and hopefully I can continue to heal myself.
Got it. Now, looking into the future, because I think that visualization is really powerful and it helps, irrespective of whether you feel this is possible or not, if you could wave a magic wand and take away all your pain and, clear away, like you said, it's called the pups rash, right?
Yes.
Yeah, if you could clear away that, what would you do and how would it feel?
Once it clears away, I can really just do about anything that I was able to do before. And, you know, just even just being outside, even just being outside in the sun where I, you know, usually I can't stay in the sun for too long or, you know, it's not triggered by sweat. So maybe I can even just even stress out a little bit without not being so scared that it's going to break out or taking a hot bath, doing the hot yoga that I've been dreaming about, you know. So, I mean, it's just to be back to at least just even normal, just being able to hold my kids the way that I used to, or just being able to just put like regular lotion on, because right now I haven't really put anything in my skin because every part of it is still healing. So that would just be great. It's just the simple things.
Awesome, awesome. So you're saying you cannot do hot yoga right now? I mean, it's difficult?
I'm sorry?
Did you say that at the moment it's very difficult for you to do hot yoga?
Yes. Well, I can't be in heat. Heat, sweat, stress, being in the sun for too long. Yeah.
Got it. So people listening to the session right now, I highly recommend that you participate whether or not you believe or feel that you're a healer, because almost anyone can, you know, through guidance, use their hearts for sending healing energies. And we do it from time to time without even knowing it. Because think about it, the healing touch of a friend when somebody needs it the most, the healing caress of a mother to make her child, you know, quieting down. All of these are formats of healing, right? So just relax yourself wherever you are. And let's understand today's condition, which is called pup rash. It occurs in one in every 150 pregnancies. It's an itchy, bumpy rash, annoying but benign, that usually develops on the abdomen in stretch marks and sometimes appears on the thighs and arms. And it's most common in first-time mothers and those carrying multiples. Am I right?
Yes.
Got it. So, Action Tribe, I want you to sort of get ready for the healing session now. Let go of any tension that you might be having in your back, in your body, all throughout your body. And then take a deep breath in and let it go. Now take another deep breath in. Let out all the stress, the worry, the anxiety out. Now imagine a bright, radiant, healing white light moving down from your brain and slowly going down your neck and then entering your heart. And as soon as the light enters your heart, what you'll notice is that your heart lightens up and becomes bright green in color in your mind's eye, and you begin feeling nice and warm and cozy all over. That's when you know that the healing energy has reached your heart area. Now visualize the human body in your mind, and for the purpose of this exercise, we're going to assume that this mental image of the human body that you're holding is represents Sophia's body. Okay, now take another deep breath in and visualize streams of white healing light coming out of your heart, wherever you are in this world, in South America, in Canada, USA, UK, Australia, India, or if you're in Russia or China, wherever you are, the energy is coming out of your body and going into Sophia's body, particularly the area in and around where her rash is currently. And then her body is able to receive the prana and the chi energy that you're sending over so graciously, and it is using it. Now take another deep breath in. Send the healing energy, visualize the white light, knowing exactly where to go and what to do to restore health and happiness for the greatest good of all concerned. I'm calling all of Action Tribe right now, particularly the shamans and the healers and the doctors and the teachers, the elders, the seniors, the yogis, and the beings that are listening to this episode right where you now. I'm talking to you who's listening to this episode right now. Take a deep breath in and feel the energy all, you know, vibrating to your body and out your heart. Send more white light, healing energy, vibrancy to Sophia's entire body, her skin, her tissues, her immune system, and her rashes that have manifested for one reason or the other, so that her inner healer is able to receive the energy and then get to work to restore and rejuvenate and remind her body that her pregnancy is now over and that now she can go spend time with her family and her kids and go out in the sun without having to worry about it and not having to answer questions that people might ask and not having any care, so that her emotions are released and she's able to do whatever thing that she needs to, whether it's meditation or hanging out in the city or doing some yoga, hot yoga and things like that, because we are getting into the summer and these things are very enjoyable for sure. And as you do this, Action Tribe, you will notice that your own heart glows brighter and stronger and lighter. So take another deep breath in and really visualize your healing white light coming out of your heart and into the body, which is a representation of Sophia's body, the white, powerful light from your heart that is being sent to our receiver for today to the area where the rash has manifested, the pup rash, and for some reason it's not going, but it's supposed to go. And by sending the light, you are reminding Sophia's inner healer of the healing blueprint that it already has, and that way it's able to remember and then rejuvenate. Now take another deep breath in. Send it out. The good part of this is that when you send healing energy, you also receive an abundance of healing energy for your body, because that's just how it works. There's an abundance of healing energy all throughout the universe, and the more that you send, the more the universe realizes how compassionate you are and sends healing your way. So take another deep breath in and really intensify your breath now by breathing out four times. And then take another deep breath in. Send out healing energies. No matter where you are in the world, use your imagination and focus to ensure that the energies reach out to our receiver for today, who is Sophia. Whether you are in Canada or US or various cities in the US, or if you're in Australia, if you're in India, if you are somewhere in Oceania, or if you are in Taiwan or Philippines or even Russia for that matter, because we have listeners in that part of the world, ensure that you send the energy so that she's able to use these energies to get back into a state of balance and painless living and struggle-free living for the benefit of her friends and family, because that's what she deserves. So, Sophia, I wanted to quickly check in with you. How are you feeling right now?
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah. I said I feel this incredible amount of love. Mm-hmm. And support that kind of like, I feel like it's radiating through my body. Mm-hmm. And this just, all I can like think about is that I feel very joyful right now. And, awesome. And thank you for that. And thank you, everyone.
Great. So we're doing some more healing right now, but I wanted to quickly check in with you before we start our second phase. So let's begin with the second phase. Okay. And also just wanted to mention, since we're not doing this live at the moment, you will begin to feel much more sensations once this episode goes live and people actually start tuning in and listening and sending the healing intentions, because I'll let you know once it goes live. But that's just how powerful this is.
Oh,
because
wow.
This experience, it transcends time, because someone can listen to this in 2019 or 20 or 21 or even 2024, as long as this episode is live. And it transcends space as well. Somebody might be listening to this in the corners the world. It does not matter, because the healing energy of the heart is, like they say that it's faster than light also. So we're going to do another healing session, I mean, another healing sense. Action Tribe, no matter where you're listening to this, take another deep, long breath. Send it out to Sophia's body. And now I'm going to contact not just the human beings that are with us listening right now, but also their spirit beings and their ancestors and their spirit guides and their ascended masters and whoever they believe is supporting them psychically. We're calling on to all these individuals and entities right now, sentient beings who are here to support and heal and nurture us. And so all together now, everyone, take another deep breath in. Now send the powerful healing all throughout Sophia's body, all throughout the area where the rash is manifested, so that it disappears, heals, rejuvenates. And not only that, she's able to go beyond that and clear her chakras and cleanse her chakras and manifest the grand desires and dreams that she has for herself, whether it's in the area of creative pursuits, whether it's in terms of new relationships, whether it's in terms of manifesting abundance and prosperity, because those are the things that we all deserve in our lifetime, and it's possible. So Action Tribe, thank you so much for participating in today's session. Sophia, you know, right before we part ways, how are you feeling? Any thoughts, any experiences that you'd like to share? Anything at all? To the people who are listening, especially.
I'm grateful to be a part of this right now and be a part of this global healing, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, receiving more healings and also offering more healings as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thanks a lot, Sophia. And remember, Action Tribe, we cannot do these sessions without you. So make sure that you listen to these sessions and you send your healing energies. And these episodes are scheduled to go live on Friday. And the best part is that, especially if you are beginning to get into healing or want to be a healer or a shaman in the future, then this is great practice for you. Okay, because this is a global healing experiment. If you enjoyed today's session, then send me an email, aj@my7chakras.com, aj@my7chakras.com, and let me know how you liked it, how you felt, what your thoughts are. If you're on Instagram, just take a snapshot of yourself, I mean your phone, right, while you're listening, a screenshot, so to speak, and tag me so that we can connect. My Insta handle is @my7chakras. Now, this global healing experiment, Action Tribe Attunement, is for people who are diagnosed with a chronic disease or some health challenge or some difficulty or obstacle that they have, which might not be health related, but it could be others as well, you know, like relationships or finances or, you know, social issues or, you know, some kind of issue that you're facing. People who have tried options but are not or have not received a solution yet, especially from mainstream healthcare, we will support you, we will encourage you, we will guide you. But again, it's an experiment. We're not promising anything, but we know that it works based on, you know, thousands and thousands of people that have seen results with just the healing power of the heart. That's all we're doing today. So if you know someone who might be a good fit for this, reach out. My email is aj@my7chakras.com. They don't particularly have to be a listener of our show. Like, for example, your grandmother. There's a good chance that she doesn't listen to My Seven Chakras, but we're happy to have her in case she's going through some difficulty or obstacle, because this is just my little way to do, you know, make this world a positive and a better place for tomorrow. So until next time, keep taking action. Thanks, Sophia. Thanks, Action Tribe. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You're listening to My Seven Chakras. Go to mysevenchakras.com. Download your free gift, get inspired, and take action. Transform your life today.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.